Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, indeed, that time of the week when we talk to our guest about the wonderful work that's going on in the community amongst clubs. And this week, it's the turn of Dwayne Edgar of the Inner City Running Club. Delighted to welcome to the show. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? You all good?
Very good. Never better, I have to say. Looking forward to a good weekend of sport and looking forward to having a chat about this wonderful running club that you've set up. Give us a little bit of the history there, Dwayne, please.
Yeah, no worries at all. So we set the running club up in August of 2020. The whole goal was just to get people in the community active after COVID. Obviously, everyone was kind of away from each other for so long, and the goal was just to get people moving. So we set up a run club, and our first run was the 14th of August. We had 30 members show up for the first run, and then obviously, 4 years later, we have over 220 active members. So from the growth of the first session to 4 years later, we've went and represented the Inner City Running Club at international races. We've got people that couldn't run from, say, 2 minutes up to running, say, marathons, completing a triathlon, taking on Ironman. So, it's been a very eventful 4 years.
Have you been surprised, Wayne, with the reaction from the community and that there was so many people out there that wanted to be a part of a club for running?
Yeah, like in terms of running, yeah, it was a shock. But I tell you what, it was something new within the community. There was never anything like that in town. Like, you never heard of a running club in the inner city. It was very unheard of. And I always talk growing up, it was always a posh person sport to do, genuinely. Like in school, we were never told anything. The only time we ever ran is either we were getting chased around the flats by our mas to get up. But in terms of the community aspect of it, Reggie, I knew the club was doing well because the people of where we're from are great people.
Yeah.
The club is a real pinch me moment. The progression, the growth over the last 4 years has been nothing but unbelievable, and it's all down to the members of the club.
You know, people listening to this probably go, a running club, what's that all about? Like, I mean, all you do is put on a pair of runners and jog, but there is actually a lot of science behind running. Do you teach people technique and methods of running and how to get better, achieve better?
The biggest thing with running is people are like, oh, I can't run, I can't breathe, I can't do this, I can't do that. So we teach them, obviously, we take everything slow, so we do everything in programs. So it's like a couch to 5K program, a couch to 10K program. So that was the progression of the club. So the first one we done was a couch to 5K program. And then obviously as the club progresses and the runner progresses, they start to kind of take on 5Ks, 10Ks, and then it's kind of half marathons to marathons. So it's continuously progressing either the runner or the club.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, like our club, we're not your average running club, Reggie. We're never going to train Olympians.
Yeah.
Our ethos with the club is no matter what you start, you'll finish. And then obviously within the club, you'll have people looking in saying, geez, I didn't think that person could run. And that enhances the next person to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I suppose that's the whole idea of this community piece, is to highlight the fact that it's not about trying to find the next elite athlete. It's about working within the community and making everybody feel a part of something. And this is obviously what you're doing by creating something and creating a space for people.
Of course, the goal is just the first goal is just to get people out, get them active, and especially during COVID. And we will always stick to that. Like, we don't care how fast you run. Like, as I said, I think we've broke the mold. I think we've turned the running game on its head in terms of we showcase that you don't have to be real skinny to run or real fast to run. We have people within the club from 10 years of age up to 65 years of age. So we open the club to anybody. I think that's another good reason why it does so well, is because everyone feels involved. And then obviously the diversity amongst the team is great. There's different backgrounds, there's different people. And as I said, it's just bringing as many people as we can together. We all probably have problems when we get to the club, but for 30, 40 minutes of our run, we all forget about them. So it's a little breather away from them things then as well.
I always talk to people when we're doing this piece as well about facilities. What kind of facilities do you need for a running club? Is it literally just a room? Do you need a gym and then just get out in the streets and start running? Or how does it work?
Yeah, no, so when we first started, like, we ran into massive complications, as you can imagine. Like, yeah. The police was, like, telling us to separate because we have a big gang, like.
Yeah.
So when we first started the call, they didn't want us really congregating.
Yeah.
We were running on the streets. We had nowhere to go for the girls to go toilets, etc. we are trying our best to try and link in with some organisations to see if we get funding for the clubhouse, etc. We obviously didn't get what we asked for, so we done it ourselves. We found the premises, we opened the clubhouse, we kitted out with the gym, so we funded it all amongst ourselves. We got great support from people within the club, and we got great support from people within the club. Like, for example, there's one of the girls' husbands put in a kitchen. One of the coaches that helps me with the club, Jay, Abby Windows, he came in, he put mirrors in the gym, he helped put all the equipment together, put all the flooring down. So it was a real community aspect.
Brilliant.
So it was great that, like, within space 2 or 3, we knew the club kept ground developing. We had to have a base for the number of people that we had, put toilets in.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, the whole goal with the club is to keep people active. So we're running, people pick up injuries. So if they can't run, we offer the service of the gym then to keep them engaged, of, as I says, of moving. One for their mental health and 2 for their physical activity.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, it really sounds like it is that all around club involvement in it. Dwayne, you're going since 2020. What's your proudest moments in that time? What milestones have you achieved?
Yeah, look, it's mad. Look, if anyone sees our social media today, like, over the last year, we've won 3 awards. One was the best community fitness club with Gym Plus Coffee. We won the best of Dublin sports club in 98FM 2 months ago, and we had to be in a race in Ibiza. We won an international award for the most runners. We took 67 runners to run a race in Ibiza 2 weeks ago.
Brilliant.
But to be honest with you, the proudest moment of the whole club is just seeing people smile. Genuinely, yeah. Is actually just seeing people come across finish lines and smiling. There's so many different magical stories, Reggie, but the proudest moment of is the people of the NRC coming together and just literally having fun.
And that can be not a lot more said than that. I'd like you, so I'm going to get you to talk to my producer at some stage and give her a little bit of advice. She went off 2 weeks ago with no training whatsoever and did the Connemara Marathon. 7.5 hours she crawled across the line at the end of it. Jane,
that's amazing.
Not great advice, I would say, to go and do it without any training, but fair play to her. Just goes to show you what you can do if you put your mind to it.
Well, we always say it, Reggie, about running. You don't have to have the strongest legs. Running is mental.
Yeah.
And all the runners that we have in our club starting off, they all kind of were pushing towards 5.5-6 hour marathons.
Right.
And that's another thing that showed that anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And going back to the ethos of the club is, no matter what you start, you have to finish.
Well, that's a great ethos to have, Dwayne. It's been a pleasure talking to you. The very best of luck with the Inner City Running Club and to all of your members. And I hope you continue to achieve great successes.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. That's Dwayne Edgar there of the Inner City Running Club.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Commissioon the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.